जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय प्रभुपदा शिल प्रभुपद जय गुरुदेवा शिल गुरुदेवा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So we're reading from Canto 2, Chapter 6, Shloka 12, so which is the cosmic, and the chapter's title is The Cosmic Manifestation, or in Hindi it is Purush Sukta Confirmed. Dharmasya mamatmatubhyam cha komaranam bhavasya cha vignasya cha sattvasya Param Syatma Parayanam. Word by word meaning and translation by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Dharmasya of the religious principles or of Yamraj, Nama mine, Tubhyam of yours, Cha and Kumaranam of the four Kumaras, Bhavasya Lord Shiva, Cha and also Vignasya of the translation knowledge. Transcendental knowledge, cha also, sattvasya of truth, parasya of the great personality, atma consciousness, parayanam dependent. Also the consciousness, translation by Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Also the consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles, mine, yours, and those of the four bachelors, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. That consciousness is also the abode of truth and the transcendental knowledge. So we'll read from the next shloka as well, the translation and purport. So this is shloka 13 to 16, and the translation is translation by Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Beginning from me, Brahma, down to you, and Bhava, Shiva. All the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demons, the nagas, the human beings, the birds, the beasts, as well as the reptiles, etc. and all phenomenal manifestation of the universe, namely the planets, stars, asteroids, luminaries, lightning, thunder, and the inhabitants of different planetary systems, namely the Gandharvas, Apsaras, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutaganas, Uragas, Pashus, Pitas, Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and all other different varieties of living entities, including the birds, beasts, trees, and everything that be, are overall covered by the universal form of the Lord at all times, namely past, present, and future. Although he is transcendental to all of them, eternally existing in a form not exceeding 9 inches. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His spirit, but by His partial representation, measuring not more than 9 inches as Supersoul, expands by His potency in the shape of universal form, which includes everything manifested in different varieties of organic and inorganic materials. The manifested varieties of the universe are therefore not different from the Lord, just as golden ornaments of different shapes and forms are non-different from the original stock reserved of gold. In other words, the Lord is the Supreme Person who controlled everything within the creation, and still He remains the Supreme, separate identity, distinct from all manifested material creation. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.4-5, He is therefore said to be Yogeshwara. Everything rests on the potency of the Lord Krishna. Still, Lord is different from the transcendental to all such identities. In the Vedic Purush Sukta of Rig Mantra, this is also confirmed. This philosophical truth of simultaneous oneness and difference was propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it is also known as Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Brahma, Narad, and all others are simultaneously one with the Lord and different from the Supreme Lord. We are all one with Him, just as gold ornaments are one in quality with the stock gold, but the individual gold ornament is never equal to quantity with such gold. The stock gold is never exhausted if there are innumerable ornaments emanating from the stock, because the stock is Purnam complete. Even if Purnam is deducted from Purnam, still the Supreme Purnam remains the Purnam. This fact is inconceivable to our present imperfect senses. Lord Chaitanya therefore defined this theory of philosophy as achintya, inconceivable, and as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita as well as the Bhagavatam. The Lord Chaitanya's theory of achintya bheda bheda tattva is the perfect philosophy of the spiritual truth. Let's do the invocation prayer before I start speaking. ओम अज्ञाना तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरं मिलतं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरुं श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथं त्वमिदं संसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणनृतं श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो praying to the lotus feet of Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, God Nithai, Jagannath Balya Subramai, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj, and all the Vaishnavas present today, to please bless me so that I can speak about and glorify Lord. So as we all know that the chapter's title is Purush Sukta confirmed, and we're reading from Canto 2, Chapter 6, Shloka 12 to 16. So, in the previous shlokas, we were reading about different parts of Lord, body parts of Lord in a Vishwarupa, and we saw that various parts are manifesting different things in the material world in terms of what does face represent, and from face what is represented in material world, what is the inverted or perverted reflection in the material world. So whole material world is a perverted reflection of Lord's spiritual energy. So material energy. So here, and we know that there are two types of energy, spiritual energy and material energy. So in Shloka 12, it's been explained that now after the whole explanation about the body and the bodily limbs of Lord, it's talking about the consciousness. So it's saying that consciousness of that great personality is the abode of religious principles. So the consciousness of the manifestation of Virat, what we saw, is the abode of all religious principles. And then here Lord Brahma is explaining Narad Muni that mine, yours, and those of the four bachelors, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar and Sananda, that consciousness is also the abode of truth and transcendental knowledge. So here these four Kumaras are referred because these four Kumaras were the firstborn child of Lord Brahma, and they took their form, they took birth through the mind of Lord Brahma. So they were like mind born kids of Lord Brahma. And when they were the purpose they were born was to expand the progeny. But then as soon as they were born, they asked for a boon that they always remain 5 year old, because they knew that if they grow old and if they have to engage in the extension of the material universe, they may get engaged in the various material activities. So they asked to remain, asked for boon to remain 5 year old and remain celibate all of their life. So when they were given the boon, they all went to perfect their life and went into meditation and pursuing the imperfect Brahman. But after many years of practice and many years of sadhana, they realized that the impersonal Brahman is not the highest goal in life. And then they got initiation by Lord Krishna himself, and Lord Krishna gave them the initiation mantra, which is called Sarva and Shaligram Shila to worship. And the Shaligram Shila's name was Sarve Swara Bhagwan. And Lord Krishna said that Etavan Yoga Adishto Machesya Sanaka Bihi, means I taught this yoga, the yoga of Bhakti Yoga, to four brothers headed by Sanaka. So the Sampradaya, one of the four Sampradaya, is also called Kumar Sampradaya, which is started by the four Kumaras and devotees, disciples who are following the disciplic succession. chant the 18 syllable mantra given by Lord Krishna to these four Kumaras. So that's about them. And then next, in the next shloka, it's also very important where we have to analyze it carefully, that Lord is saying, Lord Brahma is saying, beginning from me down to you, which is Lord Narad Muni, and Bhava, which is Shiva, all the great sages who were born before you, the demigods, the demon, everything. So it explains, so it negates the theory of the material scientists, because here it's explained, it's naming all the people present, all the varieties of entities present in this material world, and is explained that they are all covered by universal form of the Lord at all times, namely past, present, future. So it's never the time that all these entities were never present, and it's never the it will never happen that they will not be present. So this individual entity of living, individual identity of all the living entities will always be there, separate from the Lord, though they are within the Lord. And when it says that although he is transcendental to all of them, means that he is Lord, even though everything is emanating from him and everything is within him, but he is transcendental to all of them, eternally existing in the form not exceeding 9 inches. So when I read this 9 inches, I immediately remembered this form of Lord, which is which I sent yesterday to everyone, of Sri Radharaman, wherein he is, even though he's I'll just put it on the screen so that everyone can see it. So that beautifully explains that. Can everybody see it now? No? Okay. Now? Can everyone see it?
Yes, probably. Yes.
So this is when we say, this is deities of Sri Radharaman. And 9 inches means explained as like from thumb to our index, small finger. So Lord has been described that originally the transcendental form is not exceeding 9 inches, and then this form expands into the whole universe, the everything around, which is materially and non-material manifested. So meaning the spiritual world and material world. And then here Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this theory is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Achintya Bheda Bheda. So Achintya Bheda Bheda starts with one word called Achintya. Does anybody knows the meaning of Achintya? Want to share the meaning of Achintya?
Inconceivable,
yeah. I mean, that theory itself says it's so inconceivable with our material mind, that how this 9 inches form expands into the whole material and non-material spiritual manifestation, and even though everything is emanating from him, but then he is transcendental to all of these things, and everything is within him, but he is beyond them. Isn't it inconceivable? Yeah. So this theory is Achintya Bheda Bheda. And lots of examples are given by Srila Prabhupada. This one of them is the gold and gold ornament in this purport. Is there another example anyone remembers where Prabhupada gives Achintya Bheda, to explain Achintya Bheda Bheda, where he's saying that the things which are coming from something has the quality of something, but then it's still not the same thing. Achintya Bheda Bheda. Any other examples?
Ocean and the drop of water.
Ocean and drop of water, yeah. Drop of water has the same salty nature, but then it is not the ocean, correct? So it has all the quality of the ocean water, but that drop is not equivalent to ocean. So all the drops of the water together is the ocean, but the ocean is not the one drop. Any other examples?
Sunshine.
Yeah, I mean sunshine. Thanks, Ramesh. So sunshine is emanating from sun, but then it's separate from sun. So, sorry. So then this prakriti is also called bhinna prakriti, correct? That material world is called bhinna prakriti. So when you say bhinna, means like separated. Yeah. So everything. So Krishna has internal potency, and the person looking after internal potency or the manifestation is Srimati Radharani, and then it has external potency. He has external potency, which is the prakriti, and it's called bhinna prakriti, like separated. But then Lord says that he is with everyone. Then how bhinna prakriti is separated? Yeah. So that question comes into mind, that if Lord is with everyone, how she is bhinna? So it is said bhinna prakriti, but then Lord is always with this prakriti in the form of Lord Shiva, isn't it? So bhinna prakriti, like the material manifestation, is governed by Durga Devi, and which is who's the form of Mata Parvati, and Mata Parvati is always associated with Lord Shiva, who's none other than expansion of Lord Krishna himself. So Lord Krishna, though she is a bhinna or separated energy, but she is always getting association of Lord by Lord Shiva. And if you see, Lord Shiva is everywhere wherever Krishna is. So in Vrindavan, his Gopeshwar, Mahadev, everywhere, wherever we see that Lord Shiva is present. Now we understood in few different, this is a new thing which I learned while preparing for this class, that when we learn that how this material world is manifested, we learned that Lord Brahma comes and then material world is manifested through something. What was that thing? Does anybody want to say that how the material world was manifested? Matri, you're muted. Devi Matri, you're saying something?
We read about the glance.
Correct. So the glance is Lord Shiva. That glance which says that the Lord's glance manifested. Thank you much. The Lord's glance manifested the material world. That glance is Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva created the material world with the Prakriti. So all these personalities are governing certain aspects of the manifestation and some bhavas. So you remember Sudama Prabhu gave that whole all the 24 elements, and then how those elements are are working with each other. So there are three, there were three elements which are mind, false ego, and intelligence. So, and then there are different energy, different bhavas, which, you know, like this passion, ignorance, and what were the three things? Passion, ignorance, and goodness. So, what do you think that Prakriti or Bhinna Prakriti or Durga Devi is presiding personality to govern the aspects from these elements, these material elements? So between mind, false ego, intelligence, between goodness, passion, and ignorance, what are the things which are being governed by Mata Parvati? And what does Lord Shiva...
What's the question, Pooji? Can you please repeat
so
once again?
So, what are the elements which are governed by... In the material... You know, in that whole material element things, there were 24 elements. Yeah? And there were three gunas. And so, what are the things which are governed by Durga Devi from those material elements and three gunas? So, you know, mind, intelligence, false ego, and there were three gunas, which is goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, what are the things governed by Durga Devi? And what are the things which is governed by Lord Shiva?
Lord Shiva, I think, is ahankar.
And this ahankar, this is false ego.
And
Lord Shiva is also is famous for the his quality for destruction, correct?
Yeah.
And another, out of the three gunas, Durga Devi governs the mode of ignorance. So people who are taking shelter of Durga Devi or Lord Shiva, separated from Krishna, will acquire these qualities. Like if they are not relating them to Krishna and they want to take shelter of Durga Devi, then she governs these things, you know, she Durga Devi and Lord Shiva, that destruction, false ego, and ignorance. Isn't it? So if you see all the bhoot pishach and all the rakshasas, they go to them for taking shelter and for asking for boons. Yeah. So we heard that there's an internal potency and there's an external potency, correct? So we are the third, which is Tathastha Shakti. So Tathastha means we are at the border. So Tathastha doesn't mean third world. Like some, I've always thought that we are the third world people. So there's a spiritual world and there's a material world, and there is a third world, which is Tathastha Shakti. But if you read the meaning carefully, Tathastha means border. Border means a thin line between the two worlds. Like, so if there is a India-Pakistan, the border is a thin line and nobody can live on the border. So you can live either in India or in Pakistan. You can live in either in Qatar or Saudi Arabia. Or you can live in either in America or Canada. So nobody can live on the border. But we are the Tathastha Shakti, means we have one feet in spiritual world and one feet in the material world. So we are always switching between either material world or spiritual. Either material world, or spiritual world. So it's us who has to train our mind again and again, again and again, again and again, so that we remain in the spiritual world. So it's not that we are living somewhere separated. We are between the two worlds because we're the Tatastha Shakti. And we are given this intelligence and mind and all this paraphernalia arranged by the Lord and all the teachings arranged by the Lord so that we can train our mind to remain in the spiritual world. So the material world created itself is also not something different or you know, like which is which we have to reject, right? We have to use this material world also in Krishna's service. So there was a conversation between Srila Prabhupada and one devotee, and then devotee sees that, oh, you worship everything. So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, we worship everything because everything is emanating from Krishna. Everything is expansion of Krishna. And Krishna is in every nook and corner of the world. And then he goes to explain that what is nook and corner. So nook means a place where which is hidden or which is kind of a small space, you know, like the little space behind the door or little space below the stairs. That's nook. And corner, we know that, like the corner of the home. So he says Krishna is in every nook and corner of the world. And this material world is a happy place for devotees. So he said that, exact word he said that, material world is Krishna is in every nook and corner of the world, and world is a happy place for a devotee. Isn't it very nice that Krishna is everywhere, and world is a happy, filled with happy spiritual rays of sun. Yeah. So he's saying that he gave another example that look at this flower. When you pluck the flower and you try to smell it and enjoy the flower, it becomes material. But then if you pluck that flower and put it in, offer it to Krishna, it becomes spiritual. So same way, this material world, even though it's a bhinna prakriti, even though it is contaminated with so many things, but as soon as we start using everything in Krishna's service, everything turns into spiritual. The whole material world turns into spiritual world. So it will never ever happen that you think that you will sleep one day and wake up in Goloka and start thinking about Krishna. So that's not possible. We have to practice in this material world, in this material condition, and start using everything for Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. What is our society's name? Does anybody want to share? Remember, what is our society's name? Full name? Yeah. Sumit Prabhu?
International.
Yeah, international.
Consciousness.
Society.
Movement.
Yeah. International Krishna Consciousness Society. So what does this society means? That we have to help each other to become Krishna conscious. We need to help each other to remember Krishna always. That is our mission. That we help each other to remember Krishna. That is Krishna, real Krishna consciousness. So it will never happen that we will go to Himalayas one day and then we'll retire from everything and then we become Krishna consciousness. No. What we have to do is we have to use whatever we have, tolerating the pangs of material nature, and then be fixed in our Krishna consciousness. And that's why we have The shloka we read in chapter 2 is Matra Sprashyastu Kaunteya Sitoshna Shukha Dukkada Agama Paino Nitya Tam Titikshva Bharata. Yeah? Tam Titikshva Bharata means be tolerant. You have to be tolerant in this material world and use everything for. Now, another aspect here being described is that everything is emanating from Krishna. So Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani na chaha tasvastira. By me, in my unmanifested form, this uniform universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Yeah? So everything is, Lord is saying that everything is within me, but I am not the whole. So here Prabhupada explained.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Madhuri. Devi Mother, you said something?
Yeah, not to you. No.
Okay. So here again that another shloka we read in Ishopanishad, where the same concept is explained, is Om Purna Vidam, Om Purna Adha Purna Idam, Purna Purna Spunachate, Purnasya Purna Madaya, Purna Eva Sashate. So I am the whole, Krishna is saying. So he's complete, and he's so complete, which is explained in the purport as well. He's such a Purnam that even if you take out from that Purnam, that still remains the Purnam. Yeah, it's not like material world that if I have 100,000 and somebody takes 10,000, it becomes 90,000. No. This Purnam is referred to the absolute Purn, which never diminishes, even though something's taken out of it. So that's what Lord is saying, that I am the whole, which and it is, even though it is so inconceivable, like it is said Achintya, but then Lord has made easier for devotees by explaining how this Achintya can be understood by simple things. You know, like he said, I am the taste in the water. Yeah. So every time we drink water, we can remember Krishna, that, oh, this is Krishna. Yeah. And then he said, I am the air which carries a four. So whenever we eat the food, we chew the food, there's some air needs to be there which pushes the food down to the esophagus, to the stomach. Yeah. And then he said, I am the fire which digests that food. So the foods get digested in the stomach, and that fire is Krishna. And then the food again needs air to push down from stomach to the small intestine, where the blood comes and takes out the nutrients, and the blood also needs air force to come and suck that nutrients and then pump all these nutrients to the whole body. It's the same air force. And then once the nutrients are taken and the food is transformed from small intestine to the big intestine, that also needs air. And from big intestine to be evacuated, that also needs air. So that air force is Krishna. That taste in the water is Krishna. So we don't need to wait for wake up in Goloka to think about Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, isn't it? When Srila Prabhupada says that this material world is misery, he doesn't mean this physical material world. He means the non-remembrance or forgetfulness of Krishna is the material world. Yeah? The forgetfulness of Krishna is the most miserable condition for a living entity. But when someone is fully in Krishna consciousness, then they are not in this material world, they are in spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada always remained in bliss. He was always happy. Yeah, show me the picture. Yeah, look at him. See? He always remained happy because he never lived in this material world. Even though he was physically present here, when Srila Prabhupada refers to this material world that it's a miserable place, it's not the geographical location material world. It's not the planet Earth. It's not this galaxy. It's the state of mind of forgetfulness of Krishna which is miserable. So you have to come out of this material world, which is the state of mind, and remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna consciousness will become, then every nook and corner where we say the Krishna is present, will have happy spiritual rays. Isn't it so assuring? Happy spiritual rays. How nicely explained by Srila Prabhupada. Happy spiritual rays. So you see these rays of sun coming in the room. So those are happy spiritual rays everywhere. So like sun is sending out these rays. Srila Prabhupada is sending us this, you know, happy spiritual rays, but through Krishna consciousness. So Krishna, in Krishna book, Prabhupada also says that devotees see world as happy place with Krishna everywhere. And this can only be achieved by constant remembrance. And we have to do a very, very small change, very slight change in our consciousness to relate everything to Krishna. And it will become a happy, happy spiritual place. So even though it is achintya bheda bhed, it is inconceivable, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can experience it. We don't need to die and take birth in Goloka or die and take birth in another planet. Like for instance, you know, like in material world, we think that, it's so hot here in summer here in Doha. Let's buy a ticket, go to Switzerland or go to London and we will be happy there. Or the people in London, they think, oh, it's so cold here. Let's buy a ticket and go to Shimla or India or, you know, Mauritius or Seychelles and we will be happy there. It's not. The spiritual world doesn't work like that. You don't need to buy a ticket. Wherever we are, we do tamtiksha bharata, we tolerate the pangs of material nature, see Krishna everywhere, see Krishna in every nook and corner of the world, and our world around becomes a happy, spiritual happy place. Yeah, so we see Krishna in taste of prasadam, we see Krishna in taste of water, we see Krishna in every devotee. We see Krishna in every living entity. We see Krishna in tulsi plant. We see Krishna in a stone deity. Everywhere we believe, we think that in relation to Krishna, then we become Krishna conscious. And society Srila Prabhupada wanted to create, that we help each other remembering Krishna and make it a happy place. So please bless me so that I can remember Krishna always and remain in association of all the devotees. Hare Krishna. So I would request any comments, question. Mahaprasad Prabhu, if you would like to correct me, please.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Let Giriraj Prabhuji recap first.
Okay.
Then we can go back. Nice to see Mahaprasad Prabhuji. Welcome, Mahaprasad Prabhuji, after a month almost. Okay, Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice, nice, very enlightening, many points we didn't know before. So Prabhuji started from the previous sloka. In previous sloka, different body parts of the Lord were mentioned as a Vishwarupa. It was described here. So different parts of body is representing the different material world, like face is representing something, hands something like this. So then in this sloka, starting from from 12, four Kumara born from the mind of the Brahma. Then they ask one that we should remain as 5-year-old all time. We should not be, our age should not be increased. So that's why they called Kumaras. So after many years of the sadhana, they realize that Brahma is not supreme. Then they goes to the Krishna. So Krishna taught them the Bhakti Yoga. That's why, and from that, the Kumar Sampradaya is still ongoing. Then all varieties of the world, all varieties in this world, was always present in the past, present and future, that Prabhuji explained. And then Prabhuji shows the 9 inches Lord. Mm-hmm. That is the original form of the Krishna mentioned in the purport also. That is Radha Raman deities, very nice deities though. And then Prabhuji mentioned what is Achintya. Achintya is inconceivable, because from the we cannot see. That is inconceivable, the form of the Lord. Because and then I have 2 examples given by the Prabhuji, the ocean and the drop of the water. And second example is the sun and sunshine. It's similar. So then Lord Shiva is you will find Lord Shiva everywhere, wherever the Krishna is there. So wherever we go to the Tirtha Yatra, you will find Shiva temple also there near the Krishna temple. So Lord glance is the cause of the material world that is mentioned by Prabhuji. Then like 24 element and 4 gunas, all are governed by the, what is the governed by Durga Devi is the Tamo Guna, the mode of ignorance. And what is governed by Shiva is the false ego. Then there are 3 types of words: spiritual world, material world, and tatastha world. So we are in the tatastha world. Our 1 feet is in the spiritual and 1 feet in the material. So it is our choice. It is our mind, or our we have to train our mind. So where we have to go? Either we have to go spiritual side or material side. So like one example given by the Prabhuji, by like flower. If you pluck the flower and smell, that is the material. If you, the same flower, you will plug and offer to Krishna, it is the spiritual. So we don't need to go to Himalaya, or we don't need to find the spiritual. It's there in the material, inside the there. We have to only change our mind to make every material things to the spiritual. So then Prabhuji mentioned for the ISKCON, that what is the name of the society? ISKCON. This is the society of the Krishna consciousness, to help each other to become the Krishna consciousness. We have to help each other for this one. Then 2 sloka mentioned by Prabhuji, Mata is first Kaunteya. So we have to tolerate. We have to learn to tolerate ourselves. And then everything is within me. Krishna says in the other sloka. And but I am not in that. Everything is within me, but I am not in that. So then Prabhuji give an example of this Purna Midam. So if you will take out Krishna is Purna. So if you will take out Purna from the Purna, it will remain Purna. It's very good sloka, and I think everybody knows this one. Very, very clear here is saying Krishna, we can understand Krishna how. Yeah. Then, also Krishna mentioned that I am in the water, I am in the air. So everywhere is the air, in our body and everywhere, and in the material world. So everything is Krishna, this we have to learn. So what is material world? Means forgetfulness of the Krishna. That is the material world, as Prabhuji mentioned. So that is the state of the mind. What is the state of the mind? That is the material world. We can take out a spiritual world from the material world only. So happy spiritual rays, also the example given by the Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada also giving this example, that everywhere is happy spiritual rays. We have to see happy spiritual rays, like Tulsi plant, deities. We can see the Krishna inside that. So that is the happy spiritual rays. That's all, Prabhu. That is the summary. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thanks a lot for your time. Does anybody have comments, corrections, questions, please?
Mahaprasad Prabhuji will say something on this.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, I have a question.
Yes,
can
Prabhu.
You hear me, Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, what is beyond this three gunas and 24 elements? You know, if all these are controlled by Durga and Lord Shiva, then this is, we say, three gunas and 24 elements are separated from Krishna. So what is left is the spiritual world, which is Krishna's abode. But what is left after this?
Out of these 24 elements and three gunas, these mode of ignorance and false ego is controlled by these two. So there are different presiding authorities for different things, like for Vayu there's Vayudev, for Jal there's different. So for every element there's a presiding administrator, but for these two personalities are Lord Shiva and Parvati are the administrator. And of course, beyond these elements is spiritual world, and all these administrator also under control of Krishna. So ultimate authority is with Krishna, but then these two elements are controlled by Lord Shiva and Parvati, and those who take shelter without connecting with Krishna, then they acquire those qualities. Like in the Govardhan Leela, we see that all the Brajbasis were preparing for puja of Indra, but then Lord directed them to worship Govardhan, which is his own form. So we have to connect everything to Krishna.
Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Mahaprasad Prabhu, you would like to say something?
I think there's one more question. Go ahead, Prabhu.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, this two questions is coming in mind. One is this four Kumars. This four Kumars, what you understand? Burmaji, these four Kumars came in the existence to support the creation of the world. Similarly, there was a creation of Saptarishi also to support the spiritual balance of the world. So can you probably explain these two things? This is confusing me, what were the purpose and why they came and how they control the spiritual world in the in the latter stage.
So Prabhupada gives this example of, you know, this Lego toy which kids have. So what happens is, when you buy a Lego toy, it gives a lot of materials in a box with a manual. And what kids does is, he stacks them together and says, oh, I created this toy. So same way Lord Brahma, when we started this chapter, Lord Brahma saying that all the ingredients were provided to me, I just put them together. So when we say that that Lord Brahma created, meaning that he's created with all the potency given by Krishna. Like in another place, Shri Prabhupada is explaining that the when we drive, we should think that this ability to drive is given by Krishna. So we drive towards the temple, you know, like we use that ability to go to Krishna. The same way Lord Brahma has been given ability to create this material world with Krishna. He is just created, and he's used all these all his potency. So these four Kumaras were first mind born, then Manu was another son of Lord Brahma, Narada was another son of Lord Brahma. So he manifested all these personalities to create the progeny, to create this to expand this material world. Yeah, I hope that satisfies the question.
How about the Saptarishi? What was the role of Saptarishi in the start of creation of this?
After every yuga, the annihilation happens, and the, you know, like after every cycle of the world, the annihilation happens, and the restart or reboot of the system happens. So these Saptarishis were sent to bring back, or you know, like hum log ab ek phone se dusre phone pe switch karte hain. So everything is gone into the cloud, and then we restore from the cloud. So this seemed like these Saptarishis were like those cloud system where all the scriptures were stored, and then when the creation was manifesting again, they were like backup from the, they're restored from the backup. So they were kind of a backup of all the scriptures, and then they were used to restore all the backup again, you know. So when we do the reboot, so then when the Prakriti was rebooted, the seven Saptarishis brought back all the scriptures back to the planet. So because of them, we could still access to the transcendental knowledge. Mahaprasad Prabhu, Anand Prabhu, you would like to add something?
Prabhu, I hope that kind of clarifies your query.
Yes, Prabhuji.
I just want to say, Prabhuji, your class was very, very enlightening, especially explaining about the Achintya Veda Tantra. I just wanted to add one or two things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personality who wonderfully explained the importance of understanding the oneness and the difference, Achintya Veda Tattva, because before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, were amongst many scholars, amongst many Vaishnavas, there was a lot of discussion about how, you know, some personalities like the Mayavadis say that everything is false, everything we see in the world doesn't exist, everything is not true, and some says that we're one, you know, with the Supreme Lord, with the Supreme Personality. There was a lot of discussion and argument. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he explained that both parties are correct in a sense that we are one with God, but at the same time we are different with God. And I think you explained it nicely with nice examples like the sun, for instance, being one with the sunshine, but at the same time different. Yeah. So there's a lot of example that was given in the past that, you know, even devotees query sometimes that this is a material world. How do you understand the material world as Krishna? I remember my brahmachari days, there was one bhakta who came to me with a flower that was offered to Krishna. And he was asking me, Mahaprasad, you know, we're saying everything is spiritual. You know, even this flower, you're saying that's spiritual, but can't you see it's dying? It's really dying, and if I just leave it will dry and everything. How can it be spiritual? So I think you explained it very nicely that it really depends on how much our eyes are anointed with devotion to realize everything we see in the material world is not different than Krishna himself. So Giriraj Prabhu also explained it nicely that within the material world, if we see things materially, it becomes material. But if our eyes are anointed with devotion, we see everything being spiritual. In other words, none different than Krishna himself. So Srila Prabhupada also explains that everything in the material world is spiritual. But unfortunately, when we have a material consciousness, we see everything as material. You know, that's the difference. Otherwise, it's the energy of Krishna. You explained this in the beginning as a universal form of the Lord. Krishna is just manifesting himself throughout the entire material world. So it is his energy. But at the end of the day, it is spiritual. But unfortunately, because we are far away from realizing Krishna, we have a material consciousness that makes us see everything as material. Yeah. When we go to Vrindavan, for a spiritualist, for a Vaishnav, everything is spiritual. Every stone he touches, every river he enters through, every tree he touches, it's all spiritual. Because he sees everything from a spiritual angle.
realizing this is actually the abode of Krishna. But for a materialistic person, when they go to Vrindavan, what do they see? They see dirt, they see pigs, they see everything is material. Yeah, that's a difference. I think another good example I can give is, even the message of Bhagavad Gita can be seen as material.
Mm.
It depends how we see it. When Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita from Sri Krishna, all his doubts were eliminated from his consciousness, because he was hearing it with the right humble state of mind, understanding Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mm-hmm.
The message that's emanating from the lotus mouth of Sri Krishna was so purifying that Arjuna's doubts were totally eliminated, making him ready to fight, you know, for the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the same Bhagavad Gita, the same message was heard by whom? By Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra heard the entire Bhagavad Gita, you know, through the mouth of Sanjay. But at the same time, the effect was not the same for him, because he had that material consciousness.
Mm.
All he wanted to know is to hear what Krishna is saying, so that he knows whether eventually his sons will be winning the battle. That was his meditation, not to love and understand Krishna. So although the Gita was heard by Dhritarashtra, the effect was not the same. So it's our heart, how devotional we are. There are three stages, yeah? There is the offensive stage, there is a clearing stage, you know, we're uprooting all our material desire from our heart, and eventually we have a transcendental stage. When we reach at the transcendental stage, we see everything connected to Krishna.
Mm.
For a loving devotee, Krishna is not far away even for a split of a second.
Mm.
Wherever he steps, wherever he goes, whatever he sees everything in connection with Krishna. So that's the stage that we need to go into. How do we get to that stage? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, especially here in this yuga, through a very humble chanting of Krishna's name, all this offensive stage and the clearing stage, you know, we can surpass them eventually to reach to that transcendental stage. Yeah. So constantly chanting Krishna's name and worshipping the devotees and the deities and associating with Vaishnavas, all these things will help us to be able to see everything in connection with Krishna eventually. So it's important to understand the material world is nothing but Krishna.
Mm.
But at the same time, we have to be careful, because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, I am everything, but I'm also outside of everything.
Mm.
Yeah. So if we see, there is a verse in the ninth chapter, in the confidential, the most confidential knowledge, Krishna is mentioning that. So when we see the material world, if we're not seeing it in connection with Krishna, Krishna is outside of that.
Mm.
Just like the deity. We go and we worship Radha Krishna, the deity. That's Krishna himself. But if we come with a material consciousness and if we see that this is only a stone, then that same deity becomes just a stone, becomes material. So we have the opportunity to convert that material consciousness to a spiritual consciousness and benefit from it. Yeah. So yeah, I think you explained it so nicely, Prabhu, with different examples and everything. And I think Giriraj really summarized it very nicely as well. So nice to hear.
Oh, but you have completed the class by giving all these explanations. This is completely new for me, you know, for her first time today. That, you know, and realize it that Dhritarashtra also heard the same Bhagavad Gita, but then the consciousness was different. So very nice, very nice realization.
Yes, Prabhu, first time he realized that Dhritarashtra was listening, but the effect is not okay. Very nice example.
Thank you.
He was blind materially and spiritually.
Yeah,
he was blind materially, but unfortunately the most dangerous one is that he was also blind spiritually. Mm. He had the opportunity to hear Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, but he had a material consciousness, therefore Krishna was not entering his heart. So that's why we have to be careful.
Prabhu, we need you for every session, because what you've shared is so invaluable, because I may be saying something, but it may not give so much effect because I'm just doing lip service. But you have lived that devotee life. You have dedicated all your life to Krishna. So please remain with us, Prabhu, and please keep guiding us like this.
I'm always at your service, but I'm just one of you. Mm-hmm. I'm not any different than anyone else. We all have realizations. I've learned a few things from you. Giriraj Prabhu summarized it just now. We learned, so we all learn from each other. So I'm definitely at your service, and I will definitely be there.
Thank you very much.
On Fridays. I don't know about Sunday, but every Friday I can be there. It's early morning, so it works well for me. Sunday afternoon, we tend to get a lot of invitation with the Zoom calls and all that, so
sure.
Might be on and off.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be with all of you.
Anybody else wants to share anything?
Sudama Prabhuji. Sudama Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna to all. Dandavat Pranam. Welcome back, Mahaprasad Prabhu. I had sent a message to you. I think your WhatsApp number is no more, I think. So I was missing your association. So thank you so much for coming back, Prabhu. Thanks a lot. And Hare Krishna to all devotees.
So Mahaprasad Prabhu, your Doha WhatsApp number is still working or no? Because I also sent few messages.
It is working.
Okay.
For WhatsApp and everything, that's the one I use. But it's like pay-as-you-go type that I arrange. I didn't cancel it. But on WhatsApp, you can send me a message and I can call you straight away.
So, Brajabhumi Prabhu, I really enjoyed your class. It was very, you know, very nicely you explained, and it was very subtle. And I mean, I think we all heard. I just liked the one statement you made, where you said that the misery in this world, the misery in this world, is not the physical world. It's your forgetfulness of Krishna. I think it was a great understanding. So, I mean, the world is okay. It's all part and parcel of Krishna, but when we forget him, that's when the real misery begins. So that was a very nice takeaway.
I heard this from Urmila Mataji, and she explained it so nicely. Maybe I'll share the link with everyone, so you can hear directly from her. Maybe it will be more effective.
And also this spiritual happy place in Krishna book, that is also thing takeaway for me. Another example I liked about is about the border you spoke. You spoke about the border, like you cannot stay in the border line of control. You have to either come this side or that side. So you keep your leg on the other side, you will get shot from this side. So that is a good example. Like you mentioned few countries' names also in that. I didn't note it down, but it was so nice to hear them. Wonderful. And actually summary was also very crisp this time. So, and only the points quoted, so it was very nice. Thank you so much for the wonderful class.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I just repeated what I heard, so I'm just a parrot. Still I get anxious if small material impediment happens and start questioning Krishna. But one day I hope I get this consciousness, what Prabhupada said, that world is a spiritual happy place with full of happy rays from Krishna. So please continue to remind me about Krishna.